Sales managers, you've got to prepare your sales team for adversity. If they're not prepared for any circumstance, the slightest thing could throw them off. I was going to a sales pitch and it was a huge meeting. I flew all the way across the country. I got there a day early. I was prepared. I got a great night's sleep. I was ready to go. I knew my stuff. I walked into the lobby of this building where this huge client was gonna be. I gave my credentials to the security desk. They were calling upstairs to get me permission to come up to the client's conference room to set up for my pitch. I had an attack of vertigo. I took two steps, stumbled, fell, threw my suitcase and my briefcase up in the air, and landed in a fountain. Now, my $1,800 suit is drenched, it's soaking wet. My tie, my silk tie, is unrecognizable. My hair is disheveled. The room is spinning. What was I gonna do? If you wanna discover how to handle adversity and how to prepare your sales team for adversity just like that, you gotta join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo. This is the Inside BS Show. This is the show that takes you inside business strategy. We help you grow your business sales. So that event was probably the biggest adversity I've faced when it came to a sales meeting. I'd flown across the country. I was going solo. I was by myself. I was pitching a huge potential client and I got this attack of vertigo. Everything was spinning and spinning. And then I tripped, I stumbled, and I literally fell in the fountain. One half of my body was soaked. The other half was just wet. My tie was ruined. So what did I do? Well, people rushed over to help me. They thought I was having a stroke. I immediately bounced up and pretended like nothing happened. And, you know, I told the people I was fine. I asked them if there was a restroom on the lobby level. Meanwhile, everything is still spinning. I had had vertigo for a long time, so I carried medicine with me just in case an attack of vertigo suddenly came on. And there are typically signs before this happens, and I had gotten the signs earlier that day. So I took my medicine, which doesn't really do much other than helps you weather the situation. And I went into the bathroom and I was using the hand dryer to dry my suit, dry my tie. I went back to the security desk and I asked the security person, hey, listen, can you buzz me to go up there? They called upstairs, they let me upstairs. I walked into the room, the client came in, looked at me, saw I was soaking wet, I shook his hand, I explained what happened to him. His two or three, you know, right-hand people were with him. I said, listen, I feel great. I want to do the pitch. Would you mind if I took off my coat because it's soaked? And he said, no. So I took off my jacket. He said, take off your tie too. Be comfortable. And then he and his team took off their ties to make me feel right at home. And I did the pitch and I got the deal. In fact, I think the entire situation, the adversity, helped me get the deal because I started off by being vulnerable. So when it comes to your sales team, they need to be able to handle stuff like that. Now, how did I prepare for falling in a fountain? I had absolutely no idea that that was going to happen to me ever in my life. So how did I prepare for that? I didn't. But what I did do was I did rehearse the pitch I was going to give. I did go over my notes from the three previous meetings I'd had with this group. So I knew what potential questions they were going to ask. I knew what our value proposition was. And I would have been ready if there was no projector in the room. I would have been ready if there was no audio visual. I would have been ready if they didn't want to pitch, if they just wanted to talk. I knew my material and I knew my client and I knew what they needed and I knew it inside and out. So I want to help you right now prepare for something similar. And then I'm going to tell you one more story about adversity at the end of our time together. So let's talk about the five things you need to do in order to prepare your sales team for adversity. The first thing you need to do to prepare your sales team for adversity is get them comfortable pitching in front of people who ask stupid questions and who interrupt them. And I'm not talking about the people who work in your office. I'm not talking about your office staff. Invite some of your friends over for breakfast one day and schedule your sales team to pitch different products, different services, short pitches, 5-minute, 10-minute pitches, and then have the random people, business executives, ask them really dumb questions. Don't tell the sales team this is a setup. Let them think that it's an actual sales pitch. Get them comfortable being uncomfortable. In stand-up comedy, we do this all the time. Why do you think stand-up comics who are seasoned go to open mic nights? They do it to try out new material in front of strangers. When you're an up-and-coming comic, when you're not famous and not successful, you go to open mic nights and you're generally doing your material in front of other comics and two or three drunks who live basically in those bars. If you can make the other comics laugh, if you can make the other drunks laugh, if you can withstand people yelling and screaming at the football game on TV while you're doing your set, you can get through anything. So bring in some random people from time to time. I do this with my teams once a month. I have random people come in, sit in the conference room, and I have people come in and pitch products and services to them. And it gets my team comfortable being in front of strangers. It gets them comfortable answering stupid questions. The second thing I do is I have them pitch spontaneously in our stand-up meeting. So we do a 10-minute stand-up meeting every morning as a sales team. If you're unable to be together in a room, you do it on Zoom. And I ask one or two people, hey, pitch me this in 5 minutes or less. And they go ahead and do a pitch. And we put them on the spot. And then I have other people for 3 or 4 minutes give them things that they did well and things that they could do better. And I rotate it so that everybody pitches something during the course of the week. Why is this effective? Well, it keeps them sharp. It makes them spontaneously talk about our products and our services, the problems they solve. And I also make them spontaneously answer and ask really good questions. The key to consultative sales is obviously asking questions, diagnosing, matching your solutions to the problems they solve. But your sales team has to be comfortable spontaneously asking questions and spontaneously answering questions. So in your stand-up meetings, have them ask, have them answer good questions, and have them spontaneously pitch a product. The third thing you should do when it comes to preparing your sales team for adversity is always have your salespeople second chair a big pitch. A brand new salesperson is obviously not gonna pitch something until he or she is comfortable, but having them go and watch your A team, your number one team pitch is fantastic. Why is it fantastic? Because they get to see what that experience is all about. They get to be in the room where it happens. They can see the questions that are asked. They can see the tension, feel the tension in the air. They can watch how a pro handles it, and they have someone to emulate. They have an experience that they can then visualize in their mind so that they're ready for whatever adversity comes their way when they go to present. The fourth thing I want you to do is I want you to run a red team before any big presentation. What's a red team? Well, it's not only a dry run of the presentation. It's the person who's going to be doing the pitch presenting to everyone else who is part of the sales team, the other people who pitch their clients and their services. Then you have the sales team shoot that presentation full of holes. And I'm not talking about style, I'm not talking about the PowerPoint slides, all of that should be buttoned down well in advance. They're punching holes in the emotional engagement the person is making in the presentation, and they're punching holes in the logic. They're acting like the client, but they're going to an extreme. The red team is designed to be brutal. The red team should be way tougher than anyone else is ever going to be on that presentation. After the red team, the person who's doing the pitch should feel relieved that he's only going to pitch to a client, because the client would never think to ask the questions the red team is asking. The fifth thing I want you to have your sales team do to prepare for adversity is something that I refer to as the Crimson Tide. What is the Crimson Tide? Well, if you remember that movie, Denzel Washington is the first officer in the movie Crimson Tide, and Gene Hackman is the skipper. And Gene Hackman is a little bit eccentric. Well, there's a fire on the submarine, and a fire on a submarine is a very serious thing. So Denzel Washington helps put out the fire. He sees that the crew is okay. One of the crew members has a heart attack, and he has to be taken to the sick bay and treated. And in that minute, when there's a fire and everything's going crazy, the captain decides to run a missile drill. Why does the captain run a missile drill while there's a fire on the ship? The captain runs the missile drill to make sure his crew is prepared to do the toughest job they have, launch nuclear missiles, under adverse conditions. So I want you to do the same thing. There's some adversity in the office. Somebody feels sick and they have to leave, or, you know, there's a fire drill in the building. Right after the fire drill, bring your whole team together and get them to pitch to you. Two things will happen. They will be able to immediately snap their mind into business mode, no matter what happens if you do this. The second thing that'll happen is pitching will feel normal after the adverse conditions. Now, I promised you a story that we would end this show with, a story about another story about me overcoming adversity. There was one time when I was due to give a speech to a consumer retail products company, and they had brought all their people together in a theater in Overland Park, Kansas. It was kind of like a Home Depot, but they had all of their stores in the Midwest, and it was a family-owned business, and it was the Sutherlands. In fact, the name of the company was Sutherland. I think it was Sutherland Lumber. And I'm waiting in the wings on the stage. It was an old, ornate theater. Think of your high school theater where you put on plays and stuff. And I'm in there waiting, and the door opens, and in walks the person who hired me to give the speech. He's supposed to introduce me, and he walks right by me. And he walks onto the stage, grabs the microphone, and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make." And the crowd, which was murmuring, settles down. Everything goes quiet, and he says, "Some of you may know, many of you may not know, last night, the patriarch of our business, the founder, Mr. Sutherland, was found shot and he was killed in his home." All of a sudden, the crowd erupts. People scream, people start crying, they're sobbing. He says, "Now, I know this is difficult news. I know that it's difficult for you to take." He said, "We were supposed to have a full day program today. We're going to cancel the program so that all of you can go back to the office and see the grief counselors we have set up there. Those of you who want to visit with the Sutherland family, there'll be an announcement about the time to do that. But since we brought him all the way here to Overland Park, Kansas from New York City, I'd like to have Dave Lorenzo come out and do his speech anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Lorenzo." And I was startled. Here I am now following the announcement that the man who founded this business has been shot and killed in his home. And the people in the crowd are emotional. They're screaming, they're wailing. So I had to handle that adversity. So I took to the stage, and instead of giving my talk on Salesforce effectiveness, I gave a very short 6 or 7 minute, I can't remember exactly, speech about how coming together in difficult times is what being a team was all about, and how they needed each other to get through this difficult situation. And I gave them some thoughts on what they could do. And then after 6 or 7 minutes, I said, "I think now it's an appropriate time for you to go back outside and board the buses, go back to your office and see the grief counselors that the company has there for you. I'll do my Salesforce effectiveness speech at another time." So I was able to handle that adversity. Now, how was I able to do that? I have been in 3 or 4 situations before where microphones had gone out, or I went to do a speech and the client had a different idea and changed the speech I was supposed to give at the last minute. So I had had other adversity, and I had experience in handling grieving teams because I had experienced that with my team a few years earlier. So I was able to draw on past experience, and I had confidence from being placed in adversity previously. Sales managers, preparing your team for adversity is one of the most important things you can do. If you want to discover other aspects of sales management that are critically important, I want you to scroll down. There's a video coming in right now, and that video will help you motivate your sales team. It's a fantastic, upbeat video on sales motivation. Click on that video right now. I will see you.